In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This interview provided courtesy of Don Maleno. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If the World Trade Organization thinks that what's happening under their dispute settlement process is strengthening anybody's view of the organization, they're sadly mistaken. Because how do you have a ruling that says you have trade distortion, but by how much? And you're not in compliance with our previous rulings, but the U.S. made substantial changes in programs. It's like death by a thousand cuts. How many more changes do you have to make? And which one finally is the thing that matters?
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
More and more, in talking to USTR, USTR sees this as, in some cases, the WTO focused not on what our law or our foreign policy is, it's what were the payments. So we could get into a situation, maybe I'm very hopeful, in the next year, where payments to cotton are substantially smaller than they have been because prices have strengthened. And then we could go back to the WTO and say, well, we're done, we're fixed. We're not making any payments. The law didn't change a bit. We just didn't make any payments. Therefore, we're not distorting anything.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I find it also disturbing that in the Doha round, we're not seeing what I think is the progress that has to be made on developing countries' market access, and in particular for cotton, that's China. You know, China is trying to hide behind being a recently acceded member. China's view is they don't have to do hardly anything further to be part of a new Doha round. And clearly, for cotton, there has to be substantial improvement in market access for China for us to feel like we're gaining anything, given the other disciplines that we'll face in terms of reduced domestic support that would be part of this agreement.